Alert, all heart dwellers. Jesus is calling for intercession for Venezuela. Urgent intercession. The Catholic Church and the nation are in turmoil, and Jesus needs our prayers now, in this hour. Jesus began. The world situation is becoming more critical by the moment. I am referring to military action. So much is being done to hold back the carnage that will happen. But for how long? No one has the answer. Restraints after restraints are being deployed to hold it off. Seconds tick by, one more soul is saved, then another and another. This is my mercy at work. You could call it split-second mercy, because I'm working relentlessly to save the souls who will die in this war. Heart dwellers, would you please join me in prayer for the unsaved that are hanging in the balance at this hour? I need your intercession for the lost. The confusion in the church does nothing to help this. Rather, many stand outside the door wondering if they have any church left. With all my heart, I want them to know how much I love and care for them, and those who cling to me and the gospel will be saved. Please, heart dwellers, I need your prayers. Picture the working class of Venezuelans lined up outside the church doors, wondering and waiting. Picture the middle-class families with their many young children also lined up outside the church doors. They are all waiting to see if the church still exists. Does it still stand for Christ, or has some other entity taken it over? Who does it stand for? A political objective led by an Antichrist Pope, or a man who is truly following my leading? I am telling you, the church is in great turmoil, and this is the worst possible time for this to happen. I am calling for all my intercessors to fast and pray for the souls that will be lost in this war. Please listen up, arm up with all your spiritual weapons, and work with me in this harvest that is to come. Offer all your sufferings and prayers, every last inconvenience and contradiction for the salvation of these souls. It means so much to me. I want them in heaven with me for eternity. If you cannot fast, give me whatever you can. I will so gratefully accept it in this critical hour. And that was the end of his message. And I want to tell you, heart dwellers, what's going on right now. There's a tremendous attack against the body of Christ to distract it away from what is brewing in Venezuela and in different parts of the world. This is what the enemy always does. He builds up distractions, wave after wave of distraction. Christmas shopping, baking, whatever. Distraction, sickness, contradiction, unrest, marital discord. All of these things are being stirred up in this hour to keep you focused on yourselves. And this is what he's been doing with Ezekiel and I, the same very thing. The enemy has come at us with these distractions to keep us from praying for what is about to happen in Venezuela and what is so important. So I'm asking you, dear ones, push aside the distractions and focus on praying for this situation as the Lord is calling us to. Please, hearken to his call. Hearken to the pain in his heart and pray for Venezuela and America in this critical hour. Thank you, my dear ones, and I am joining you in these prayers. And I want to illuminate just one idea here. I have spoken. The corruption in Venezuela and the rule of Satan in Venezuela is very strong. So much so that people are getting in boats and disappearing to Trinidad Tobago to get away from it. So there is something very evil going on in Venezuela. Plus, they are involved in human trafficking and drug trafficking that is killing American children and children all around the world, families all around the world that are affected by this fentanyl. So there is something evil and wicked going on there that is destroying the world. But understand, the Pope is calling for peace and not to overturn the government in Venezuela. But it is so evil and wicked. On the outside, it looks like the Pope is the good guy, calling for solutions other than war. And of course, that's always Donald's first track. That's what he cares about. He's a wonderful negotiator. But he has gotten to the point where he can't tolerate what's going on anymore. And why should he? The problem is, in order to stop the darkness that is affecting America and the whole world, and in order to stop it, there is going to have to be force against the elements in that nation that are perpetuating this and that are behind it. Unfortunately, that is going to affect innocent people who are around the outside of it. But I do not believe Donald is in the wrong here. I believe the Pope trying to settle the waters so this wickedness can continue, the child trafficking and the drug trafficking and the destruction of the youth of America and other countries. And the only way Donald sees to stop it is through military intervention. We want to pray for another way to stop it. But if that doesn't work, then he must do what he must do in order to protect the children. So God bless you, dear ones. Pray, 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 and understand the situation is complex. The Pope sounds like the nice guy, like the good guy. But what's his real agenda? What is he doing to stop what's going on there? Pray. And call up your friends and tell them to pray too. Let's do all we can to stop this, to protect those that need to be saved, to make a way for those who have no way, and pray also for the integrity of Catholics that they will not follow things that are against the gospel. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.